As we prepare to receive God's word, let us join our hearts in prayer. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. The scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Many years ago, I used to watch one of these reality TV shows on TLC, What Not to Wear. Maybe you remember it. It was the show where a person's family or so-called friends could nominate them for a wardrobe rehaul or makeover. And obviously, like everything on TV, it was pretty over the top. And some of it had to be fabricated or at least exaggerated. But basically, the premise was that these two style experts would work with people who were dressing, according to their friends, inappropriately in some way. Too childish, too casual, wearing the wrong size, whatever the case may be. Now, we could absolutely debate the merits of that show's premise and whether it promotes a healthy way to look at one another or ourselves. But there's this one line that Stacy and Clinton, the hosts of the show, were always preaching throughout the episodes. It was, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. They were encouraging their clients to dress professionally, to dress for their goals, to dress the part until they could live out the part. Dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. Envision what it is you want in this life. Imagine your goals, your ideal scenario, and then work to make that a reality all the way down to the clothes that you wear. It's maybe not too far from the message of Isaiah today, who is encouraging Israel to live for the world you want, not the one they have. Or better yet, live for the world that God desires. When Isaiah is giving this message, it is the 6th century BCE. The Israelites have watched their enemies, the Babylonians, completely destroy Jerusalem. That holy city, the place of God's temple, is ruined. And if that isn't bad enough, the Israelites themselves have been taken into captivity. So by now they are living as strangers in enemy territory. They are far away from anything they know. And some of them start to wonder if God has left them. The temple was supposed to be God's home. So now what? Where will God live? Is God going to come with us all the way to Babylon? Has the Lord abandoned us? Or have we abandoned the Lord? And can we ever get back on track, back to something like it was before? Everything was a total mess, politically, culturally, even in terms of self-identity. Who are we now? And that old question, why? Why is this happening? Why us? What did we do to deserve all this? None of us gets through life without some occasion to ask that question. Why? Why this illness? Why this accident? Why this act of violence? Why this virus? Why is the world so broken? And if you're lucky, then maybe you also know how powerful it can be in the midst of those questions when somebody else can articulate your pain. When someone can step in beside you and put words to your struggle. And suddenly it's like you aren't so crazy after all. And you aren't so alone. Someone has thrown you a life jacket, and maybe you can take one more breath and keep going. For the Israelites, this message is their life jacket. In the midst of their pain, their doubts, their exile, maybe even their hopelessness, they hear a word from the Lord. Comfort. Oh, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to them. Tell them about peace. Tell them that I have seen their suffering. Tell them that I know they didn't deserve it. It's double what they ever possibly could have deserved. Tell them that it isn't their fault. Tell them that I haven't left. Tell them that I am coming again to gather them up like a shepherd gathers the lambs. And tell them to prepare the way. Make a highway in the desert. Get ready for the Lord to come. Every valley will be lifted up, every mountain brought low. The ground will become level and the rough places smooth. God will make a path for release, for new life, even where it seems impossible. God is going to intervene, and God's people have a part to play. You build the highway, Isaiah says to Israel, and you be the herald. Be a messenger of good tidings, of strength. Tell the world not to be afraid. Shout it from the mountaintops if you have to. So Isaiah names their pain. He acknowledges the depths of their suffering. And then he calls them into something new. Live for the world God wants, not for the world as it is. Author Anne Lamott tells a story in one of her memoirs about a sparrow lying in the street with its legs straight up in the air, sweating a little under its feathery arms. A war horse walks up to the bird and asks, "What on earth are you doing?" The sparrow replies, "I heard the sky was falling and I wanted to help." The horse laughs a big, loud, sneering horse laugh and says, "Do you really think you're going to hold up the sky with those scrawny little legs?" And the sparrow says, "One does what one can." Lamott compares the story to Mother Teresa's famous quote, "None of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love." Sometimes we look around the world and the problems seem so big that we feel helpless and decide to do nothing. But God is calling on us to be beacons of hope in the midst of despair, to be messengers of peace in the midst of hatred, to show the world that there is a better way and that God intends for something more. When the world is a total mess, what do you do? You name the pain. You grieve what has been lost. And then you roll up your sleeves. Maybe you can hang warm socks and gloves on a cold day. Maybe you can put an extra can of food in the pantry. Maybe you can mentor or just get to know a young person. Maybe you can check on a neighbor. Maybe in these weary and divisive days, you can reach out your hand to someone who isn't just like you. Maybe you can write or call or listen or pray. One does what one can. All of us have a part to play. Be a herald of good tidings. Live for the world God promises, not for the world as it is. The Lord is on the way. Thanks be to God. Amen.